summer from my teen years. Edie, I was a berry picker from a very early age. Strawberries, blueberries, and then graduating to raspberries all season long. But when I got my first summer job that was not berry related at Maranatha Mercantile, selling Christian books and soft rock Ooh. Records, I was in heaven. Loved it. And then Love Story Card Shop at Cottonwood Corners Mall. That was a pretty fun place to work too. So long as I didn't have to do any of the free gift wrapping or, you know, all the tchotchke dusting and nonsense. But I did love to go shopping for clothes on my breaks. It was super fun.
Oh, so fun. Well, hi, I'm Edie. And Leia, I loved summer as a teen, and I am still loving summer as an adult. So good.
Right? Me too.
Mm-hmm. I remember that I sometimes went strawberry picking with my mom, but she mostly went on her own or with, I think she met friends there, because you had to go really early at 6 a.m. Otherwise, the rows would be all picked. You know, you can't wander in at noon.
Picked over.
You have to be picked over.
Right.
It's strawberry season here in Wisconsin, and I have no plans to go out picking berries. I'm just going to buy them at the farmer's market, you know.
Good call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm a Midwestern mom to two teens and a tween, and I'm a teacher on summer vacation.
Woohoo, me too. Though this is not a teaching podcast. No, no. We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks. Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
An ice cream confection recommendation. And making your own hummus.
Aha. We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Bring back summer fun, teenage style.
Woo! And of course, we'll have our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
In our Chit Chat Tips and Tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. What do you have for us this week, Leia?
Well, Edie, I've been thinking a lot about ice cream lately because I do love my ice cream and I, you know, I don't indulge super often. But today I was talking to my friend Steph and we were reminiscing about our love of ice cream sandwiches and how we bonded over that. and of course, our famous ice cream sandwich cake that we made with our children, right? Maybe more than once, the icebox cake.
Yes.
Just cramming ice cream sandwiches together with Cool Whip and freezing
that's
it.
That's all there is to it.
That's it. And then slicing into it. Yum. Anyway, that is not the tip for today. The tip is to treat yourself at least once a year. Probably once a year is enough, but to a royal treat at Dairy Queen. Now, I've been thinking about Dairy Queen because we do have a few Dairy Queens here in Beijing, but they're, you know, they're very paltry, you might say. You can get like an ice cream cone, and I think you can get a blizzard, and that's it. So what I recommend, though, my very favorite of all time, and I used to like to get this on my birthday, Edie, was the pecan mudslide.
Oh.
And I think it used to be called the double nutty fudge.
Oh.
Now, I'm not sure they still make this royal treat, but they will make it for you on special request. So I'm going to give you what you need to ask for in case it's not on the menu. Okay. So, of course, you have your soft serve, right?
Yeah.
Lots of it. And then you have the caramel sauce and the chocolate sauce. And then there's some of those little thick, dense brownies that Dairy Queen has. And the thing that really, well, the two things that really make it, well, no, the whole combo really makes it, but the pecans and, of course, the all that whipped cream, right, that they spray on the top. And then you just kind of sludge it together. No, you don't. Never mind. Ignore that. You just delicately consume this mountain of beautiful confection and just enjoy it and go, you know, I'm eating this once a year and I am just going to love, love, love this. So go get yourself a royal treat if you haven't done it recently. Do it on me. Cheers to me, because I'm not going to be getting one here. Just dreaming.
Oh, what did you think of the peanut butter parfait at Dairy Queen? Did you ever have that?
Do not like, never get.
Really?
I just now can't stand it. Hate it. The worst thing on the menu at Dairy Queen.
Oh, how do you really feel about Leah? I'm a little confused.
You know, there just shouldn't be salted peanuts that even have the skins on them in an ice cream confection. I'm sorry. It's wrong.
Okay.
That's what I have to say.
All right. Okay. Well, my tip is the opposite of yours, Leah. It's make your own hummus.
Okay. Boring. No. Wait. No. <it's... laughs>
Well, Leah, this is one thing from Real Simple that I've used for many, many years, and it's their 5-minute hummus recipe. Uh-huh. So you can just search that up. Okay. Yeah. And make your own hummus. My kids and I have been talking about how we can cut down on plastic. And we're always buying hummus. Mm-hmm. Always buying hummus. And Gus can like burn through a container of hummus in one, you know, snack session. And you know,
what does he dip? Baby carrots?
Yeah. Baby carrots, tortilla chips, pepper strips. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he just puts his big paw in there and scoops it up.
Scooping it up. That's what I do with my royal treats.
Just put your paw in and scoop it up. So anyway, making your own hummus, it tastes better, and you're cutting down on plastic because you're going to put it in your nice glass container. A problem is finding tahini in your grocery store. My advice for that is just find a worker and ask them. Don't even look, you know. So.
Yeah, it's hard to know where to go, right? Like, what aisle is that going to be in?
Yeah.
I get that.
I taught Lulu how to make it, and we made two different batches. We kind of riffed on the Real Simple recipe, and in one we added a whole bunch of Kalamata olives.
Oh.
And in the other one we added lots and lots of parsley, Leah. I'm growing parsley on my deck, and I'm growing extra because I need it for my hummus, my chimichurri, you know, all the stuff.
Okay.
So make your own hummus.
Excellent.
Yawn.
Fabulous. No, that's a good one. It's better than mine. It's much healthier than mine, that's for sure.
Oh, boy.
Okay, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune? It's time for Campfire Chat. Leah, I thought it would be fun to talk about our summers as teenagers. And then I thought that we could bring some of that summer fun from our teen life into our adult life. What do you think of that?
Oh, okay. I do like this a lot. Yes.
Well, I'll kick us off. And I always loved the summer reading program in Stevens Point, though I don't really remember what you had to do, but I was always done by the end of the first week. You know, I just wanted to complete it. It was so exciting to me. And my kids have always enjoyed the summer reading program, though they don't anymore. You know, they don't read. But I noticed, I didn't notice, I looked it up, but there is a summer reading program for adults in Sun Prairie, and I'm going to sign up for it. And I guess you get put in a raffle and you might win some prizes. It's
very fun.
Is that fun? I'm just going to do it.
Well, you know, it's kind of
geeky.
It's geeky fun.
I bet they'll be shocked they have any adults participating. I think it involves reading 30 hours over the summer. And since my goal is to read 25 books, that won't be a problem. So maybe I'll get extra raffle tickets and we'll win more prizes, Leah.
Maybe one of them might be royal treats at the Dairy
Queen. I hope so. The kids get really good prizes, like tickets to the Milwaukee Zoo and, you know, tickets to the Milwaukee Museum. Mm-hmm. I'd like those prizes.
Yeah. Okay. That's excellent. Well, one of the things that I really remember fondly, or sort of a conglomerate of things, was going to Cultus Lake, which was one of our local lakes close to where I grew up at in BC, outside of Chilliwack, in the evening and swimming, you know, just like at dusk and, you know, we'd be finished work for the day and a bunch of us would just drive up there and have a little swim and then have a campfire. And it was just such a fond summer memory of sort of like, you know, I guess we must have had our driver's licenses. So 16, 17 years old, grade 11, grade 12, maybe 10, 11, 12. But the other thing, some of those summers, Edie, or one of those summers, can't remember which one, I worked at Flintstones Family Fun Park.
Oh.
Which was super awesome. It was a very, very fun, festive summer. A lot of annoying kids, I have to say. But, you know, the people I worked with were super enjoyable. And, yes.
Annoying kids, Leah. You're like the Flintstones Family Fun Park. I mean, you're going to have kids.
It's a given.
It's a given.
Yes. But the other thing we had, Edie, was this deep freeze. Or is it a deep freeze? No, this doesn't make sense because it was full of, there was a thing that we would dip into and get hot dogs out of. It was not a deep freeze. It was this chest. It was a heated chest. And, you know, and so we would have,
yuck.
It's not funny. It is yuck, yes. But we would rotate jobs, right? So like sometimes you were dressed up as Dino or Fred or Betty, and you'd have to wear like these ice packs underneath the outfits, right? Because it was so freaking hot. And and then the kids would be almost knocking you over. It was very stressful. But there were, and then sometimes you'd run the rides, and sometimes, though, Edie, you'd be in the little restaurant area where you'd serve these hot dogs. I think that was about all they had. And the rule was if you dropped a hot dog, you got to eat it.
Oh.
And so, so you got to know that we dropped many, many, many hot dogs every day, and we just had, you know, we ate so many hot dogs because we could.
After dipping them out of the warm chest.
I don't know, those are some of the best hot dogs of my life.
Oh, Leah.
Love those hot dogs. So I don't know. I've been thinking about hot dogs, bringing back like hot dogs into my life and maybe some campfires. I'm not sure how I'm going to do that here in Beijing. But, you know, I think I might suggest we have hot dogs for dinner tonight.
Well,
bring it back. Bring it back, baby.
You can turn.
Even Edie, vegetarian hot dogs. I love them. Tofu dogs, anything. Lots of sweet relish. I'm all in.
You can turn a campfire on your TV or computer screens while you eat the hot dogs.
Oh, that's true. The perfect thing to do in the hot, blazing summer.
Don can get out his guitar and strum some tunes.
Campfire tunes.
Campfire tunes.
Right. Okay. All right. What else do you have for us, Edie?
Well, I loved swimming as a teen, and I had this amazing leopard swimsuit. And I would spray that. Remember that product, Leia, called Sun In that would lighten your hair?
Yes.
I lightened my hair to a beautiful orange.
Yeah.
Using it. Wearing my leopard suit, I probably looked like a Bon Jovi groupie or something. But
you were tawny.
I was tawny. I was all orange. But anyway, I take my kids swimming and we go to this lake. And, you know, I don't go swimming. I just like sit in a lawn chair and read or write. But this summer, I'm going to bring back the swimsuit and bring back the fun. There is a website that I found out about from my sister-in-law called Calypsa. And what they do is they sell like swimming tops and swimming bottoms. So you can fit, you know, you can choose what's best for your body and what's best for your comfort level. Mm-hmm. I think there's some that you would like, Leia. They actually have like a swimming maxi skirt.
I was going to say like a Stevie Nicks swimsuit.
They do. They have ones that are like that. But I am going to order.
You could drown. You could drown in one of those babies. Just like float up over your head and that's the end of you.
This Stevie Nicks swimsuit. Well, anyway, I am going to challenge myself to order my swimming coordinated, you know, tops and bottoms. And then, Leia, I'm going to go swimming this summer with my children and their, you know, fantastic friends. I'm not just going to sit on the sidelines.
Go, girl. I love it. Mm-hmm. That's so good. Love it. So one of the things, Edie, that I used to love to do was drive my 69 Chevy Impala.
Ooh.
My dad and I prepped it. He bought it for a song, and I think he drove it for a while. And then he was super excited when I was 16. And because my parents always had to cart us all over the place, right? Because we lived in the countryside. So they wanted us to drive as soon as possible. So this was a gift, 69 Chevy Impala. And Edie, this car was so long. And it was actually, it had a white roof and a bright, bright blue body. Chassis. It was crazy. It was just like, woo, that you could see that baby coming. But the trunk was so huge that you could sleep in it. So sometimes we would go camping and I would prop open the trunk and, you know, put a sleeping bag in there and sleep in the trunk.
Which seems insane
and very dangerous. Seems very dangerous. So I'm not going to bring that back.
No.
But I would. No, right? That seems insane. But nothing bad ever happened. Everything was fine. You know, I just had a really cozy. You know how those Instagram hippie people, you know, they're posting the back of their van. Mm-hmm. They're wearing all this bohemian stuff. And they're, you know, they've got beads hanging from the ceiling and whatnot. That was like the back of my trunk. Or that's how I envisioned myself. I was just some like goddess in the back of my truck. So that said, that Chevy Impala took me on many adventures. A lot of them involved getting ice cream in the summers, going to Big Scoop, Dairy Queen, ice cream sandwiches, all of it. Mm-hmm. But I would like to bring back, you know, like I've of course would love to bring back road tripping, but I'm not going to be road tripping here. But bring back, you know, going for drives, right? Mm-hmm. Hot summer evening or warm summer evening drives with a destination. I think that's super fun. That just like, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Go watch the sunset. Mm-hmm. Well, that said, I mean, it's a stupid goal for me because I don't even have a car, so... I don't have a car here in Beijing, but I can take my electric bicycle out.
And that's like a better option than like driving around because gas prices are like the highest I've ever remembered them here, Leia.
Yes, they're outrageous.
They're shocking. So. But anyway.
Okay. So we're going to shifting from the Impala to the electric bike.
Yes, yes. In Stevens Point, Leia, there's a place called Belts, which I'm sure your sweetheart Don went to. It's an ice cream place.
Well, and I went there with you and your mom.
Oh, that's right. We have pictures of that.
Twice.
Did we go twice? Here I am like, oh, you know, I was thinking possibly I've gone twice in one day. Could that be true? Yes.
Belts.
Well, they are known for like huge cones. And I like their zebra cone, and they are still open, like Belts, you know, they never close down. So I've continued that tradition. And whenever my kids and I, or Leia and I, are visiting my parents, we go to Belts and we get, you know, alarmingly big zebra cones. And people are always like, oh, this is so big. And it's like, what is the problem? Like, I can eat this entire cone. People act like it's too much.
Yeah, they're just pretending.
They're pretending. They like,
you know, Edie, we could call this, we could call this the ice cream episode.
Yeah.
Oh, well, one of the happiest memories that I have of my summer, of my summers, and this was not just as a teenager, but as a young kid too, is my dad would bring out the projector and we'd put a sheet, we'd hang a sheet up on our back patio, and he'd show us old movies and old slides from when we were younger. It was so fun. And my mom, we'd pick vegetables from the garden. We'd have like kohlrabi and just stuff that, beans and whatever. We'd just munch on veggies and fruit and probably have ice cream too. Mm-hmm. Oh, ice cream with like fresh berries, right? Yes, yum. For sure we did actually. And we'd just sit outside and watch shows on this old, on a sheet. And that was just so lovely, right? That was like one of my favorite memories. And we did it every summer for many years. And so I would like to bring that back. I'd like my girls to experience something like that, right? Watching shows outside and just enjoying evening. Like we're always in front of screens inside, you know, with the aircon on, but let's do it outside.
And why not show videos? You know, we've taken so many videos of our kids over the years. Why not look at some of them, right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And put them up on a sheet.
Put them up on a sheet.
I don't know how you'd do that, but why not?
This is going back to my whole book thing, but as a teen, I was always reading and rereading those James Herriot books, you know, the All Creatures Great and Small series.
Yeah, All Creatures, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to bring some of that fun back, even though I don't feel like rereading them, because there are some books that I just know so well, it's not fun to reread. I found that with Little Women. It's like, oh, good grief, I could practically recite it, you know. So I am going to watch the new PBS series with All Creatures Great and Small, because I need a new show, because I finished watching The Great British Baking Show. So I need something to watch.
Okay.
So I'll watch that.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah. And on a sheet or no?
No, probably just on my laptop.
Fair
Not
enough.
On a sheet.
All right. Well, these are all lovely ways to bring back summer fun, teenage style. It's time for the chit-chat challenge of the week.
This week, your challenge is to bring some teenage fun back into your life. Share what you did on the chit-chat coop on Facebook.
Yes. Okay, so that is it for this episode of the Two Chit-Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop.
Yeah, it's so fun there, right? There's so much activity going on at the coop. So, yeah, and that's where we post our weekly challenge and chat about other things too. So, we'd love it if you'd write us a review so we can get more listeners to the pod. And yeah, that would be fabulous.
Thanks as always to Charlotte and you, Leah, for editing the show. I am sure editing is a super fun summer activity for the two of you. You can eat hot dogs and edit the show.
Right. Okay. Well, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.